This week on the Real Man Talk Show, we have our first live radio broadcast. We are on local radio in Orlando at WOKB 1680 AM, as well as on TuneIn for the WOKB site. And we've been on Indie Jams Radio on TuneIn. So check it out. We talk about the origins of the Real Man Talk Show, what we're all about, and we begin this new chapter of the show this week on the Real Man Talk Show.
Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he has done before. And remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Real Men Talk Show. We are here standing up for the real men of Christ, the guys that try their best to live a righteous life, do the right thing. And I am here representing with my boy Frank Caratini. What's up, Frank?
All right. My boy Glenn behind the glass.
Glenn behind the glass. You with us, Glenn?
Yeah, I'll roll with y'all.
Good morning, man. I don't want to disturb your meal. I know Miss Jenkins brought you that plate again. You always got the grub in here.
I know, right?
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
We are the Real Men Talk Show. It's real men because we represent the real men that stand up for Jesus, that try to live a righteous life. We know it's not easy, but we're here to let you know you're not the only one going through the things that you go through. We do it too. And we go on to talk about some of the issues and stuff that you guys go through. But I want to start off our first episode on WOKB with prayer. I think it's appropriate to start this off with that. So if everyone would pray with me. Father God, thank you so much for this gift, for this opportunity, Lord. We have worked a long time for this, and this has been a dream of ours, and you have opened the door. Lord, we just ask that you be with us during this time. We just ask that the words that we put out into the airwaves just touch somebody, empower somebody, inspire and uplift somebody. Guys are going through a hard time. It's hard times going on right now. And we just want you to remind them that you are there with them, walking yes. with them through yes. this. They are not alone. And the purpose that you put in me and Frank joining me and WOKB recognizing is that we want to spread the word that God is there. There is hope and you're not by yourself. We can go through this together with prayer and understanding and just inspiring each other. And that's what's up. So, God, thank you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
There's a superstar that just stepped into Studio A. Brother Jarrell is over there. Popped his head in. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Man, so, okay, what is the Real Men Talk Show? We have been doing this thing for, gosh, how long, Frank? 5-6 years?
Yeah, man. Just the dinosaurs.
I know, right? right. Reel-to-reel tapes. And basically what we did, man, we just God put it in me to do something for men. I grew up in New Jersey. My pops used to torture me by making me listen to talk radio as we're driving around. So I got talk radio in my brain. I found not the greatest influence. Howard Stern was someone I listened to a lot mm-hmm. growing up.
Yeah.
Great interviewer, but yeah, he didn't have the greatest taste. It wasn't the best example,
right.
But he showed me a different side of radio that wasn't really boring and just stayed. And you could have fun.
That's right.
You could definitely have fun. So I always had it in me to do talk radio. I've been drawn to talk radio and music. And God put it in me that there's something that the men need. As I got more and more into church, you could see a lot of stuff was happening. There were women's meetings.
Yeah.
and women's brunches and women's teas.
That's right.
What was going on for the men? So they had, like, Glenn, what was men's ministry like in the churches that you've been to?
Fish fries.
Fish fries.
Yeah, the barbecue. Fish fry, barbecue, stuff like that.
Yeah, and then when they had the actual meeting,
car wash,
and Bible study, how many people would show up?
Not many more.
I went to a church with 5,000 people, and seven guys would show up for men's ministry. So the idea that God put into me was, why don't you bring it to them, make it easier for them to relate, to get this information, just to know that they're not by themselves, right?
That's right.
Yeah, man. So that's what this is. That's what this is. You know, Glenn, like when you had those after the event and you might have been going through something, you would pull one of your boys aside out in the parking lot and really talk about.
Right. And that's what the men's ministry should be for.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you specify that it's for something else that day.
Right.
But yeah, when you get together, you know, to get with your boys and fellowship outside of the normal church setting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what this is
and
about.
And hopefully relationships are strengthened and maintained like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. And talk about it, Frank. I mean, you know, we go through stuff. We can't talk to our wives about everything.
Yeah. Men getting together in porn. This is a statistic. 82% of men, if 82% of men, 82% of families would stick together, be together, and be in church if the man enters into the house of God.
There you go.
Yeah. And then Hebrews 4:15 says, it talks about, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we have.
That's the truth.
So, you know, and Jesus said he was fully man, but yet fully God, but he was tempted in every way that we were.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we came up with this Real Men Talk Show. People think that, oh, you know, Jesus walked this way, but he says every way that man was tempted. And let me tell you something. If I was walking around here in today's day doing miracles, healing people,
mm-hmm.
and being able to come to a crowd like that, I've had, you know, girls hanging around me wanting to get me in this day and age and doing stuff like that because, you know, the man that Jesus was is the man that we all aspire to be.
Amen. Amen.
But we have to understand what he went through and the instructions that he left us in order to make it through like he did.
That's what's up. We got a caller. Hey, Roger, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. Just calling in to say congratulations, man. God is good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Roger.
Roger. Roger is a passionate man. He gets angry about stuff that men are doing that's stupid. So why? It's very simple. He gets super passionate. We're going to try to have you on the show, man. How are you? Everything's good with you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to stay healthy and trying to stay safe, man. And,
amen.
But we're doing all right.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Thank you so much for calling in, man. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, all right, man.
All right, cool. So, yeah, man, lots of support. That is awesome. So there's a lot of topics that we have gone through in the past. There's stuff we don't talk about that's personal. There's stuff we talk about because we just don't talk about. And I'm going to hit some of these, just the titles of stuff that we're going to talk about that guys don't really talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just hit the big one. Why don't men go to church? Well, they don't go to church now because of the pandemic. So, but you can still watch online. But why don't men go to church? Frank, why don't men go to church?
Yeah, I don't want to hear I don't have a mask thing this day.
That's right.
No, I just think it's they have a lack of community like we were talking about before.
Yeah.
If they would just get plugged into like a men's group or even hang out with, you know, just going around with some, you know, some men and being accountable to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I know that my wife loves it when I'm at men's group with Pastor Keith.
Yeah.
And we're doing stuff together as men. Because you need that time.
Right.
You know, your wife doesn't have all the answers for you.
Yes.
The only one that has all the answers for you is God. And
That's right.
If Jesus had the men around him before their ministry,
mm-hmm.
and whenever they were ready to go out, they were together, how much more us guys need to be together?
Dude.
You know.
Let's have a fish fry, Glenn. We'll be right back. This is The Real Men Talk Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Bishop Derek Triplett, BDT. Listen, I want the fellas to join the Gentleman's Club. The Gentleman's Club, not that kind of Gentleman's Club. Listen, go to DerekTriplett.com and join the Gentleman's Club. What is the club? It's just a group of men. I want to see as many men who are willing to commit to treating women like a gentleman. We've got the 12 points of the Gentleman's Club Code of Commitment. Go to DerekTriplett.com. If you agree with the 12, just join. You can join our private Facebook group that will be getting started with some discussions in just a few couple of weeks. And guess what? Just for joining, you get my new mini ebook, Gifts to My Son, 5 Lessons That I Taught My Son. Listen, fathers, uncles, coaches, all mentors of young men, this resource is going to be a great, great, great resource for you. And notice what I said, it is a mini ebook. It is short, download it straight to your phone, and it's free. It is my free gift to you for joining the Gentleman's Club. Go to DerekTriplett.com, join the Gentleman's Club. Thanks, fellas.
Love the classic movies? Well, 24 Flicks has you covered. You can watch some of your favorite movies and TV shows you've known and loved. Watch anytime and anywhere and as many times as you want. Simply go to 24flicks.com and start watching now. 24 Flicks is your home for unlimited family-friendly on-demand videos.
Worship, pray, worship, pray, worship, pray. Worship, praise, worship, praise, worship, praise, worship, praise, worship, all.
If you don't really hang with God, then I look crazy.
Yeah,
I'm a one woman man, I love my baby.
Oh,
shout out to Yeshua who saved me.
Yeah,
I refuse to let the world re-enslave me. You probably think I'm tripping, cause I'm not tripping.
Oh,
temptation in my face, but I'm not slipping.
Oh,
I enjoy money, but don't love it. I forgave all of my haters. I'm so above.
Let's go.
I know they're standing plotting my demise,
my
but I keep showing up like surprise.
Like surprise.
Thank you, we done did it again. Hold the trophy up, take a pick for the win.
Ooh.
If God be for me, then nobody can stop me. Break out in a shot in a hotel lobby. Please tell the driver to pull over just for a second while I run around the car, thanking God for my blessings. Yeah.
Now back to the show. Awesome, awesome. Here's another one. Mental health. When do men talk about mental health? I mean, really?
Never.
Never. We don't show
unless
weakness.
We're talking about somebody else.
We don't like to show weakness.
Unless we're talking about somebody else.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's
right. Absolutely.
We'll point out everybody else's mental health.
That's a big that's a big deal. And plus, of course, in our community we get a stigma that, you know, no,
that's right.
you don't go see a psychologist or nothing like that. You crazy. How about this? Financial health. Nobody wants to talk about money.
Hey, one of the number one causes of divorce in the United States.
Yes.
Finances.
Yes, finances, for sure. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that. How about this? This is a big one for me, and I was talking to my boy AJ. Shout out to AJ. Awesome. I know, talking to my boy AJ Straws out there. AJ talked about it's not as big as your mind makes it.
That's right.
This could be a financial problem or something you're going through. This could be going outside to mow your lawn. You think, oh, it's 90 degrees. I'm going to die out there. I'm going to be out there for 6 hours. And you knock it out in 30 minutes.
There's a proverb for that I didn't get after a long time. It says, the sluggard says there's a lion in the street.
Oh, that is so perfect.
You know, you
so
make
perfect.
Up anything.
Yes, yes. You make it huge.
There's a lion in my lawn.
Yes. I can't go out there. Not today.
Yes. We got a caller. We got another caller. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right. This is Don up in Jersey.
What's up, Don?
Jersey in the house.
Thank you for giving us a shout out, man. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I just wanted to call in and congratulate you on your show.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, I heard it's quite successful.
It's going well. We're taking the next step. God is leading us, man. And just thank the support of people like you just hanging with me through the years, man. So much appreciation.
That's right.
Cool. Hey, you can see him live and in HD color right now if you go to the WOKB Radio Facebook page. You'll see him.
Now this
him and Frank.
In living color.
So yeah. Color. And you'll hear it. You'll hear the whole thing.
And you'll see Frank's wonderful Dallas
Cowboys. No, no, no.
Here we go. Sporting it.
That's what's up.
Oh, my man,
that's
Dak, what's up. Though.
Thanks for calling, Don. Appreciate it, man. God bless.
Wow.
Awesome, man. Okay, another topic. Male expectations. What is expected of today's man?
Well, what is not expected? You know, we yeah,
yes.
Yeah, what is not expected? You know, I think as far as the men go, I think just living by the word, I think sometimes we put too much on ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And then we go to the other extreme where we don't put enough on ourselves. We need to keep that balance.
Yes.
And just realize that we're not him,
mm-hmm.
but we strive to be him.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not only what we expect of ourselves, what others expect of us.
Yeah.
And what others expect of us, especially our spouses, communication is key to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, That's another topic.
I'm telling you, the topics are endless.
Oh, man, I should not have laughed at that. Sweetie, I didn't mean that.
The topics are endless. Here's another one, one of my favorites. Real men pray.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my prayer life during this pandemic has gotten so much stronger. I've gone through such a walk just giving myself fully to God in every phase, including my finances. And once I gave my finances to God, meaning paying my full tithes, everything just exploded.
Yeah.
Everything.
You have an excellent testimony. Oh, my gosh. We need to do on a show with finances.
Yes. Man, my testimony is just that new car out there, that's part of it.
There you go.
That's part of it.
Wow, that's good.
And I got back the amount that I stretched to put into that car. So I paid extra and got it back.
Okay, you better brag on God.
Yeah.
You better brag on him.
He's doing it. And I'm on WOKB radio in Orlando, Florida. God is just showing off.
Yeah.
And showing out.
He prayed that car all the way to 330,000 miles.
Sure did. My old one kept going. The old Volvo. I missed that joint. I sure do. Okay, here's another topic. You are forgiven. Now forgive yourself.
Wow.
Talk about it.
Oh, man. That's key. I've been through some stuff in my life where I definitely had to step up to the plate and realize that God has already forgiven me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're the ones that usually carry it on and bring it. I mean, God left it here.
Yes.
But meanwhile, we're 2 or 3 years down here, and we still haven't let it go.
Yes.
So, you know,
He got you, man. He got you.
Yeah.
Just believe it.
Just believe it. My granddaughter's frozen. Let it go.
Oh, my goodness, man.
There's another man thing. How long can you take that song? How many? Oh, God, no.
There was a dad that remade it. And he was like, let it go. Let it go. I don't want to hear it no more. Just let it go.
Man. I believe it. But there's so many things. Here's one more. When it seems impossible, just get out of his way.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is waiting to work, but you got your hands all over it and you're trying to make it happen yourself. But if you would just get out of God's way, he'll handle it. He's got you already.
That's right.
And you're slowing things down, honestly. Yeah. Honestly.
Well, see, the first thing about love that God says, it's patient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing that we need to work on.
Yes.
Why would he talk about patience first?
Right.
You know, and that's one thing that we as men need to be patient. Man, God, I want to get this done. I want this done. I want this. I want that.
You know,
I want my family to be this.
Absolutely.
And God's like, hey, I'm working on it.
That's right.
You work on you.
Yeah.
And I'll work on those issues.
Yeah. Let me take this call real quick. We got a caller. What's up, caller?
Hey, this is Waldo. I just want to congratulate you guys on your first radio show.
Waldo, what's up, my man?
Hey,
how are things up in Maryland?
It's going good. Busy, but good.
Busy is good. Yeah, thank you for calling to congratulate us, man. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
No, that's good.
Yeah, we're down here trying to do good things over the radio.
Yeah, how's that feel?
I'm nervous. I'm still nervous, and it's half over. I ain't get those jitters out of me, man. But, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to do it right. We hope we touch some people out here and do some good. But thank you so much for calling, man. Really appreciate it, man.
See, that's, that's another topic we need to do as men. We've been doing this for years now. We've been in front of the camera for years, been in front of the microphone for years.
Yeah.
We walk into this studio right here.
Yeah.
And my boy's nervous.
I'm shook. And I've been in this studio many times. Hanging out with Glenn.
That's because God showed up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, God's got his hand on this one.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, so I don't know if you heard that one, man. When it seems impossible, just get out of his way. Hmm. So God can just do
that. That's another topic.
That's another
topic. So you guys are going to be covering all of this during the Real Talk Show, the Real Man Talk Show?
Yeah, during the Real Man Talk Show, we're going to go through all of these, man. Let's take a quick break and we'll just play a couple of commercials, and then we'll be right back. This is the Real Man Talk Show.
All Good Entertainment is Central Florida's premier Christian DJs, providing all types of music for all types of people for all types of events. That's All Good Entertainment. When the music really matters,
and it always does,
All Good Entertainment will be there to help make your event a success. Birthday parties, wedding receptions, anniversaries, church functions, or family reunions, you name it, we got it. Call and reserve your date today, 407-247-3939. That's 407-247-3939. Blessing your event with the gift of music. That's All Good Entertainment.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What's up, y'all? So for the hour-long version, what I try to do is just give a little behind-the-scenes commentary. And this episode is special. It's special because, you know, when God first gave me this idea for the Real Man Talk Show, the idea was just something for the men. They can't make it to church, so kind of, or they can't make it to men's ministry, so kind of bring men's ministry to them, at least make it accessible for them, easier for them to get some of the word at least, or some encouragement. I mean, it's hard out there for us, you know? So we started the Real Man Talk Show, just a microphone and a recorder out of a TV studio. We had our own facility, My Christian Films, and we had all this gear to do audio recording for TV. So we just did it. And then just brothers just stepped up and helped out, and I thanked a lot of them later in this episode. Someone's very important that I want to thank is my wife Wanda, who stuck with me, put up with me spending all this time doing other things, because I've been busy. When you're inspired, you're kind of all over the place, and I just want to just say thank her especially. I love her, I adore her, and she's been my rock through all of this stuff. So anyway, this has been 6 years in coming, from doing it in the studio, doing it at a church we were producing out of, doing it on a kitchen table at a facility, to a podcast studio and a different TV studio, to doing it from home on Zoom with my internet keep cutting it out because I live in the boondocks. And now, you know, I made it to, we made it to internet radio through Indie Jams Radio. Jams with a Z. And we're on there. We've been on there for a few months now. 8 p.m. prime time on Wednesdays. Just spreading the word of God. God has just been growing it and growing it. And now we're on terrestrial radio and another internet facility. So WOKB has been a blessing. We've been working with them through the International Christian Music Festival. Glenn and I have become good friends. And now I bring this to it. My baby is growing up. And I'm just praising God all over the place for this, because this is such a blessing. We hope you enjoy it. And we hope it touches you or inspires you or just keeps you lifted during these tough times. So God bless. Please enjoy the rest of this episode of the Real Man Talk Show, our premiere episode on terrestrial radio. Thanks for listening, and God bless. Thank you everyone for listening. We are here just standing up for the real men of Christ, just letting them know they're not the only ones who are going through what they go through when they try to live righteous.
Man, you remind me of Frankie Crocker. You remember Frankie
Crocker? Frankie.
Yeah, you go for
Crocker.
It. You go for it, Chris.
Yo, what are you talking about, man? That's insanity right there. Oh, man. What a name from the past. So we're just chopping it up a little bit, talking about some of the stuff that we've talked about, we plan to talk about during this this stretch of the Real Man Talk Show. I got tons of people to thank for over the years. First of all, of course, Jesus.
Amen.
First and foremost, Jesus, for just giving us the idea, bringing us together to do this. This show, we've been doing a podcast of this for, 6 years, doing the same thing. Here's something interesting. I was looking at the stats from our podcast, and 40% of our listenership is female. So they are listening to find out some of this stuff that their guys are going through. Which I think is awesome. So if you're a female and listening to this, just, get the guys to tune in or let them know what's happening, because this is for them. This is definitely for them.
That's right.
And you might get some out of this too. You know, God is gracious and does that. Other folks, of course, I want to thank my parents for, you know, birthing me, bringing me here,
Amen.
Inspire me.
Amen.
WOKB Radio, Glenn, Shanti, Pam Morris, of course. Marty Jean-Louis and 24 Flicks. Marty has always been there to answer the call when we ask.
That's right.
And always been a blessing. Frank, you and your wife, Rosie, your wonderful family. I can't thank you enough. You have been loyal, faithful, always there when we call, man, except when you're on vacation. When he's on the beach, he don't answer his phone. He don't answer his phone. People from the past, Sergio Miranda, Trey Simpson, Larry Williams, Tony Tola, who used to edit the show for us and be on it. Remember that?
Yeah.
David Honig, Courtney and Jeff Shaw, Stacey Talley, Tim Proctor, and just family and friends and everyone that's just supported us throughout the years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's just been a blessing and a journey. This has been a dream for us to be on the radio actually doing this. God is just widening the audience that can hear our message. Also, I want to thank Elvie and Natalia, who airs the show on evenings on Indie Jams Radio on TuneIn. That's JAMZ. It's an hour-long version, so there's more of me running my mouth, plus some really inspirational music and good stuff on there. Mm-hmm. That's on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. So we are out there. We out here.
Yeah, we out there.
We out here. I was telling Frank during the break, I'm too nervous to act stupid, because normally I'm a lot looser than this.
Yeah, there ain't no 1, 2, 3 takes on this one.
No, no. So something that we used to do all the time, we can't do it here.
And we do mess up. We got Glenn screaming us through the room right there.
Glenn just staring at us. The funny thing we used to do, Glenn, I got to figure out how to do here. I used to hit record and not tell them. and then we just start recording. We'd be talking out.
Those are our bloopers.
This is all live.
Yeah, it's all live.
All
it's
all live.
It's different.
It's go.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I know. Well, I know another topic that we're going to talk about is really strong, especially impacts men and many leaders today, is sexual integrity.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sexual integrity.
Absolutely.
Something that's taken down many men, especially from the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
So, something that's dear to God's heart. So.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. That is something that's a big, big issue. Yeah. Just shout out to all the fellas out there that are trying to live a righteous life.
That's right.
Take care of their families. Do the right thing. Do what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It's harder than ever out there. This is a biblical event that's going on with this COVID, the pandemic, and the way things are just rolling, man. As an African-American, I'm very in tune with what's going on with our community, mm-hmm. The things that we are going through, the fight and changes that are happening. We're getting a lot of attention, but there's a lot of pushback on it, too.
That's right.
And the world really just seems almost insane at this point. We got to stick together, and I know one group that we can help is the men of Christ, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're doing this. This is not a money grab by any means, but we are just here to lend support, man. We just want to let you know, again, you're not by yourself. We got you. We're going through it, too.
That's right.
We're definitely going through it, too.
Yeah, we had that one episode that we did on COVID and everything going on right now.
Yes.
And we were all in agreement that this is sort of like a reset time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you look at the stuff that has happened to you for the positive, you know, everything, the blessings, the time alone with God that you said, mm-hmm. God actually said, you know, God knows everything. Nothing happens under the sun that God doesn't know.
True.
And he knew this was going to happen, knew the pandemic was going to come.
Yes.
And he was looking at us to how we were going to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, like I said, even me too during this time, I drew closer to God in worship, in prayer, in his word.
Yes.
And you know, eye-opening things that are going on around me, because we get caught up in our everyday life, that God said, hey, let me put the brakes on this, and gave us time to reflect on who he is and what he really wants for our life, especially as men in this time, how we stand up and show out when we're going through something like this, speaks volumes to our family, to our friends, to our community, and other men around us.
I got to say, one of the most powerful things I saw in church, it was powerful, I was going to Faith World, and the men's ministry was building and getting strong. So we made a decree, and other churches have done this. I've seen this at New Destiny also. The men lined the front of the church before service and prayed in front of everyone. And the atmosphere in the church was just powerful.
Wow.
It was amazing. And if we could all step up and just be examples for our families, for our church, it takes some integrity, it takes some fortitude on us to just stand up out of our comfort zone, which some of us slipped into our comfort zone during COVID. It's very easy to get comfortable.
Yes.
But God is pulling a lot of us out of our comfort zone. Prayers out to those who have been affected. My fam at Disney, man, I don't even know what to say. It's tough. It's mm-hmm. really, really tough. God's still with you. Disney, Universal, the theme park workers, hotel workers, restaurants, entertainment. We're like one of the entertainment capitals of the world. Airline industry, yes, that's your fam. Mm-hmm. Cruise industry used to be my fam.
Yeah,
I mean, at least they're flying. There are no cruises, man.
No cruises.
It's just everything down here is built around all of that stuff, and it is just wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
Wiped out. So just words of support and prayer for you guys and your families as you go through this. Only God knows what's going to happen. So, just stay tight and stay in prayer, and he's got you. So we're going to be back next Wednesday, and we'll be posting on social media. This podcast is on Anchor. You can find it on, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, all those different podcast platforms. We are out there. Tune in radio, WOKB, Wednesdays at 11:30 a.m., Indie Jams Radio. at 8 p.m. Also, you know, just check us out. Real Men Talk Show on Facebook, Real Men Talk Show on Instagram. We are all over the place, man. We're just trying to do what's right, do the right thing for the fellas, for the guys. Glenn, I can't thank you enough, man. Thank you so much,
sir,
bro.
Man. We got you, man.
Man.
We got you.
What a blessing.
We got you, bro.
Thanks to 24 Flicks. International Christian Film and Music Festival is coming in May. We're doing it, y'all.
Yes.
So get ready. More information is coming out as the date comes closer. We are accepting films. We are accepting music. Submit your stuff to internationalcff.com.
And we're accepting workers.
Absolutely. Volunteers. Oh, that's man. Right. We're signing up volunteers now, but we are meeting weekly on this. It's getting real. We do have a lot. I got a lot of films and stuff to check out, man. So God is doing it, man. God is doing it. We are on the radio. This is amazing. Amazing. Praise God for this.
Yes. And right in my backyard.
Right in your backyard. We 5 minutes from here?
That's right.
And I'm an hour 5 minutes from here. But that's okay.
I've seen this thing for years passing by this little tower right here.
Uh-huh.
And didn't even know my brother Glenn was in here.
He lives here.
I had to meet him through one of our podcasts to know that he lives here.
Absolutely.
God is so cool like that, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
It's so crazy, cool. Man. But Glenn, thank you again. Thank you, WOKB. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is the Real Man Talk Show. We are out.
God bless.
I am waiting for you, waiting. now.
In this moment, I partake.
You came.
You came here even though we made mistakes.
And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for all the trouble I caused.
I even doubted you.
And doubtful at times you answered my call.
And I'll never understand.
I don't know why.
I can't explain.
I can't explain it.
I'm grateful.
I'm just glad
that you did.
Let you know where I stand, Father. Say,
Holy Father,
so great,
one who's great.
I didn't understand it, but
every lesson helped me strengthen my faith. By your spirit, inducing grace.
So glad
I live to see another day in this race.
And I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry I did what you forbid.
Only thinking of myself.
And selfishly big, you still let me live.
I'll never forgive God that you came,
you came,
and you stayed.
You stayed.
I'm so grateful,
I'm glad
that you did.
You did.
When I was on my knees, my cry,
cried.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad
that God, you did.
You did.
In my lowest point,
you came,
and you didn't leave.
You stayed.
And
I'm glad
that you did.
You did.
I was alone, but God, you heard.
Yeah.
This is the Real Man Talk Show.
Times got real hard and yes, it knocked me off my feet. Trying to just believe and not trust what I see. Even on the darkest days, I know the Lord will make a way. Cause there is no failure.
I'm letting go. yours and all my needs, every breath I'll ever breathe. Lord, I give you all of me.
Listening to the Real Man Talk Show.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind. Searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying, how the story ends.
When I let go,
and let God have His way.
That's when things start happening.
When I stopped looking at back then.
When I let go, let God have His way. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle to fight. Had to know if I put it in your hands that everything will be alright.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends,
let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God. He's the only one with the answers. Let God. He can handle it all. Yes, He can. Let God. With tears in your eyes. Let God. He feels your pain. And He knows your
turn around, yes it will. When I stop looking at way back then, I can let go. My worries were cast aside as soon.